Jennifer, to you, let's go to Minister of the Year and who's been doing well and who's been doing not so well. But let's go for the nominations of who's been doing well. First of all, you've gone for Catherine Martin for very cultured and highbrow reasons.
Yeah, she brought in the basic income for artists, and there was a lot of criticism at the time because carers were saying, can we not get a basic income, all this sort of stuff, which are absolutely valid, valid reasons to bring up. But when you look at COVID and with all the closures, that the arts and entertainment did suffer an awful lot. Like bands that would have played couldn't play because the venues weren't open and the like. And I honestly think that if this pilot project works well, we could be looking back on this as something as big as making secondary schooling free, as, you know, people look back at Dun O'Malley with all that. So I think if it works well, this could be something, a game changer for people who work in that industry. And it wouldn't have been an easy sell, I would think, you know, rocking up to the Department of Finance and saying, can I get a load of money for people just to get a wage? It probably was a hard sell, but she obviously fought it through, got it through. And I think for that reason, for having to jump all those hurdles, she would be one of my nominees for Minister of the Year.
All right. Well, I won't be winning Presenter of the Year because my producer has just reminded me that I forgot to announce the winner of the last category. And it's the Robert Troy resignation because he got the most votes on that one, on that moment. Philip, your nomination for Minister of the Year.
I certainly don't think that Catherine Martin policy is great, I have to say. Like we are a state where we're very much like giving funding and everything to everybody out there. And it seems like, whether it's from business to artists, to everybody, like it just seems we are at a moment in time where we're just throwing too much money at things. Like we'll come back to remember this period of Irish life and Irish society where we decided that we were going to have a basic income for a couple of lads who were trying to get a garage band together, you know? It's just crazy. But
your name will not be nominated for any guest lists, for any gigs, any time in the future.
But it's not just gigs, it's artists who don't have to be looking at the wolf at the door for bills.
Sorry, Jennifer, you wanted to come back there?
Yeah, like it's not just lads putting a band together. I mean, you're talking about playwrights, you're talking about, you know, visual artists. And if they're constantly thinking that they have to get money to keep going with doing their work, at least they can actually sit back and think about what they're actually doing. Because we have a great reputation for arts and culture in Ireland. And for these people who were the lucky ones to qualify, it is making a huge difference for them that they know that they have a solid income coming in.
Right. And there's also the knock-on effect of people who work in technical jobs in the arts industry as well, who benefit from people being able to get out and perform. But anyway...
Sorry, the minister I wanted to pick then.
Yes, go for it.
Is another green, though. It's Roderick O'Gorman, because I think he was a first-time TD. He's straight into the Dáil, straight into Cabinet, and straight in with a department which has been an absolute... hard for
that
him
word,
to deal
yeah.
with since he took it, and it has been like he's had to deal with the mother and baby homes issue. That was a huge thing. He's been working on the price of childcare. He's been reducing that throughout over since he's taken office. And then he's been lumped with the huge influx of migrants from the Ukraine and elsewhere as well. Now he has let himself down in that his plans to abolish direct provision, that doesn't seem to be going anywhere because there's just not really a system to replace it at present. And it's not gone very far, and he's now conceded he's not going to have it done within his term in office. But as a brand new TD, as a brand new first-time cabinet minister, he really has taken on a big department and has shown people who've been around a long time how it can get done.
Wasn't easy at the start though, Harry. He's your nomination too, isn't he?
He is. I don't think he's succeeded all the time. I think he's failed, but it hasn't been for the want of trying, and the challenges he has faced in that department, particularly in this year, have just been stupendously big. Last year I think there were 8,000 people who had sought international protection being accommodated in Ireland. They were talking about own door accommodation. I'm not quite sure if that's going to work in relation to direct provision. I wasn't sure even then. But suddenly we had the war in Ukraine, which has really determined everything that's happened in politics this year, both internationally and here in Ireland. And this enormous influx of refugees coming in very quickly, and on top of that, a very big increase as well in the numbers of people coming in seeking international protection. So from 8,000 last year, suddenly there's 68,000 people who are in need of emergency accommodation. And sometimes they failed. They had to put people in tents. And it was only last weekend that people were being cleared from tents in County Clare, even though the temperatures had dipped down to sub-zero. And sometimes they've had to put people sleeping on the floor of Dublin Airport or even onto the street. But given the enormity of the challenge, I think he really has stepped up to the mark. And the other thing, he is a first-time TD. I think he was quite insipid, very cautious, very nervous at the start. But I think that he has become stronger and less, you know, of a pushover as a minister this year. And he has emerged with a lot of credit. He hasn't been 100% successful, but I think he has put might and main into trying to achieve the best he possibly can in his portfolio. And for that reason, I think he's Minister for the Year, in my estimation.
All right, Louise.
I will actually agree that Roderick Gorman has had a very good year, but my nomination is Fine Gael. Social protection, justice, rural development. I think she has a few more portfolios as well. Heather Humphreys. I think she's had a very strong year. I think she had a very strong budget. We heard during the budget that the Department of Public Expenditure wanted €5 increases to the social welfare. She got it up to 12. She found a solution to the pension problem, which has been an issue going back to the formation of government in June 2020. And she managed to find some solution to that. She had those lump sum payments, those cost of living payments, and the school dinner programme, which was another big win. She's been a really, really strong performer in the media this year and in the Dáil. And I think she had the best quote during the confidence motion in the government last July, not the one just gone, the one before that, but Sinn Féin had tabled this motion, no confidence in the government, and she came out with the absolute belter of whatever way the wind blows, Sinn Féin goes. And I think she was one of the only ministers that was actually clapped during that debate. So I think she's had a really good year, a really strong year, so right. she'd be my nomination.
What's the secret to her success? I mean, and I say the interest of full disclosure, as the son of a man and woman, they can be very, very persuasive, but
I think she's very feisty. I think she comes across really well. I don't mean this in any disrespectful way, but I think she comes across like a real mammy, and I think that's quite endearing to people in some ways. But I think, you know, she seems to be really trusted, and
she's universally liked.
And I think her role in the Department of Rural Affairs has really won over a lot of people as well. She's adored within Fine Gael for that.
It's easy when you're giving money away.
It is easy.
That's the only thing I would say.
That's actually the point that Philip was making earlier on about the money. I mean, they are splashing the cash in every conceivable department. I was doing a profile of education today and I was surprised at the amount of money. And they have thrown money at every difficulty. Now, I know it's once off and it's not structural, but it's kind of based on income that we just can't rely on. Robert Short today was talking about the pharma sector. I think there was a 50%.
It's okay, Harry. Yeah. You and Philip have won. You don't have to mount another case for the prosecution against Heather Humphreys or Catherine Martin.
I actually agree with Philip's thing about they have been splashing the cash a lot, and I know it's once off, but this is something that reminds me a little bit of the Fianna Fáil government back in 1977, and we know what a sorry end that came to in 1981 and 1982.
Well, there was one of those ministers who made an argument to me many, many, many years later at the time of the next recession that it was all still justified and the damn oil crisis had caused it all. But Roderick O'Gorman is the winner of that from the panel. Can you live with that, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, that's democracy.
All righty.